start.
So, none else besides him. Let's read the first passage, Bala Sulam, Test Part 1, Inner Reflection. The entire reality, Elyonim upper and Tachtonim lower, as one in the final state of the end of correction, was emanated and created by a single thought. That single thought performs all the operations and is the essence of all the operations and the purpose and essence of the labor. It is in itself the entire perfection and... Reading excerpt number 3, Ramchal. The essence of Kabbalah is only to know the guidance of the upper will. Why he created these created beings, what does he want from them, and what will be the end of all the cycles of the world?
Freest you can be. There's no fear than him.
Excerpt number 7. Bala Sulam says, all the thoughts that enter a person's mind are the act of the Creator. That is to say, it is not what a person feels, that he draws them from some place or that they originate from him. This is false, the biggest lie. Rather, each thought, the smallest of the smallest, the Creator sent it to the mind of man, and that is the motivating force of man and of beast and of every living thing.
He does so through the friends.
Excerpt number 15. All the contradictions against his unity that we taste in this world, even though that, to begin with, they separate us from the Creator, by making an effort to keep the Torah and mitzvot in love with all our heart and soul as we are commanded to do in order to give contentment to our Maker, all those forces of separation do not affect us into subtracting any of the love of the Creator with all our souls and might. Rather, in that state, every contradiction we have overcome becomes a gate for attainment of His wisdom. This is so because there is a special quality in each contradiction, revealing a special degree in attaining Him. And those worthy ones who have been rewarded with it turn darkness into light and bitter into sweet, for all the powers of separation from the darkness of the mind and the bitterness of the body have become to them gates for attainment of sublime degrees. Thus the darkness becomes a great light and the bitter becomes sweet. Hence, to the extent that they previously had all the conducts of His guidance toward the forces of separation, now they have all been inverted into forces of unification and sentenced the entire world to the side of merit.
Citut mispar 13, kotev ba'al ha-sulam be'igeret alef.
Excerpt number 13, Bala Sulam, letter 1. Everyone believes in private providence, but do not adhere to it at all. The reason is that an alien and foul thought cannot be ascribed to the Creator, who is the epitome of the good that does good. However, only the true workers of God does the knowledge of private providence open, that He caused all the reasons that preceded it, both good and bad. Then they are cohesive with private providence, for all who are connected to the pure are pure. Since the guardian is united with its guarded, there is no apparent division between bad and good. They're all loved and all clear, for they are all carriers of God's vessels, ready to glorify the revelation of His uniqueness. It is known by instinct, and to that extent they have knowledge from the end that all the actions and the thoughts, both good and bad, are the carriers of God's vessels. He has prepared them. From His mouth they've came, and at the end of correction it will be known to all. Excerpt number 12, Zohar, Tetzaveh, item 86. There is no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. This is so because when that sight surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence the perfection of everything is good and bad together. And to later depart to the good, and there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is complete work. Excerpt number 9. Bala Sulam, Shamati. Number 4. What is the reason of the heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in the work? It therefore follows that the essence of one's work is only to come to the sensation of the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. This will be one's entire work, meaning all the vigor that he puts into the work will be only to achieve that and not for any other thing. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there is only one thing that a person needs, namely faith in the Creator.
We know that faith in the Creator is considered feeling the Creator. Faith is a feeling, because feeling is bestowal. According to the quality of bestowal, we feel the Creator.
He should not think of anything, meaning that the only reward that he wants for his work should be to be rewarded with the faith in the Creator. In vain, but they burned each other with envy. Excerpt number 16. You have to be very stubborn in the work of the Creator, regardless what happens. Remember it well, since you will need it very much at the beginning of the work of the Creator, because one must be very stubborn and very strong and brave to hold himself and stand his ground, even though he gets knocked down time and time again. And one must now allow himself to completely fall, God forbid, because all these falls and descents and confusions and so on, it is necessary to go through them before entering the gates of Kedusha, sanctity. And all the truly righteous also went through this, and know that one must go through a very narrow bridge, and most important is the rule not to be afraid at all.